An interesting question comes up regarding the correct haftarah for this Shabbat. And the question comes up because this year's a rarity in the Tacharemot and Kedoshim are being laid separately. Both of them are being laid after Pesach, and neither of them fall on Shabbat HaGadol, obviously, and neither of them fall either on Rosh Chodesh or Erev Rosh Chodesh. So in principle, it should actually be quite straightforward. Presumably, we should lay the Haftarah for Acharemot this week, and the Haftarah for Kedoshim next week. But the problem is trying to work out which is the correct Haftarah for each Sedra. The Rama in the Shulchan Aruch, Taf Kaf Chet, Siv Chet, says that if Acharemot and Kedoshim are a double Sedra, then the Haftarah is the passage which begins Halokivne Kushiyim, which is from Amos, Perek Tet, Psukim Zayin to Tet Vav. And incidentally, that happens to be the shortest Haftarah that we ever read, just 9 Psukim. And he says that even though really that is the Haftarah for Acharemot, and generally we've got a rule that where there's a double Parsha, we lay in the Haftarah for the second Parsha, we don't do that in this case. And the reason is because we prefer to avoid reading the Haftarah for Kedoshim if possible, because the content is so negative. So this means that according to the Rama, the Haftarah for Acharemot is Halokivnei Kushim from Amos, and therefore the Haftarah for Kedoshim is Vata ben Adam Hatishpot Hatishpot Edir Hadamim, which is from Yechezkel Perek Kafbet. Now the Lavush, who's an important 16th century commentary on the Shulchan Aruch by a contemporary of the Rama, and is written in some respects as an alternative to the comments of the Rama, he disagrees, and he says that even for Acharemot and Kedoshim, as a double Sedra, we lay the Haftarah for the second Parasha, and the Tatishpot is read whenever we lay Kedoshim. But the Mishnah Berurah says that most Acharonim don't paskin that way, and in any event, that's not the question for this year. So following the Rama is all well and good, until we open up the Chumash, and find that in the Hertz Chumash, the passage from Yechezkel, Hatishpot, appears as the Haftarah for Acharemot, and the passage from Amos, Halokivnei Kushiyim, appears as the Haftarah for Kedoshim, which is exactly the opposite of what we learnt from the Rama. And this is also what appears in the Koren Chumash as well. And the Arch Scroll says that this was the order that appeared in many of the old Chumashim, and that it's incorrect. And we'll come to that in a moment. Now, most years there isn't an issue, because as I mentioned at the outset, we rarely lay in both Haftarot. If it's a regular year, then Acharemot and Kedoshim are combined, in which case we'll read Halokivnei Kushim from Amos, unless we paskin like the Vush. And if it's a leap year, and they're not combined, then sometimes Acharemot falls on Shabbat HaGadol, which has got its own Haftarah. Or if it falls after Pesach, then sometimes it's on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, sometimes it's on Machar Chodesh. And in all those cases, again, we'll read Halokivnei Kushim, and dispense with Hatishpot from Yechezkel, And we solved the problem. And in fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe Archaim Chenek Alastim and Lamed Vav, he points out that sometimes there can be a gap of 44 years without the current arrangement repeating itself. It won't happen again till 2041, and then not till 2068. I'm not sure when the last time was, but certainly not since the year 2000. So why is it that the Hertz Chumash has the Haftarot in the other order to the Rama? So a simple answer, which I think could be correct, is that just in practice, most years we lay in Halokivnei Kushiyim for Kedoshim, either because it's a double Sedra and we're following the Rama, or because we prefer to read that than Hashishpot when we don't have to read them both, because we can read a different Haftarah for Acharemot, Shabbat HaGadol, or Rosh Chodesh, or Machar Chodesh. In which case, by default, then that's the Haftarah for Kedoshim, which means that the other one has to be the Haftarah for Acharemot. But it seems from the Lavush in Siman Taf Sadik Dalad that there definitely was an old minhag, which he also says is a mistake, to print it the way the Hertz and the Koren has it. So where does that minhag come from? Well, the Rambam at the end of Seder HaTfilot in the Mishnah Torah, he says the Tatishpot is the Haftarah for Acharemot, and the Abu Dram also says that some communities lay it that way. It's still strange, I think, that the Hertz would choose to follow the Rambam and the Abu Dram over most of the other poskim who address it, especially since he doesn't use the Rambam's Haftarah for Kedoshim, which is from Yechezkel Perek Kaf, and is printed as the Haftarah that Sfardim recite. So maybe it is for the reason that I suggested, and maybe that's also why the old Chumashim had it this way round as well, because by default, Halokivnei Kushiyim turned out essentially to be the Haftarah for Kedoshim most years. In truth, it's not only the Hertz that says that this week we should be laying Hatishpot, and next week Halokivnei Kushiyim. Rav Yechon Mekhodzinski, in his Ruach Eretz Yisrael, in his Sefer Ayar HaKodesh HaMikdash, he says that this is the old Minhag in Eretz Yisrael, that the Tzitz Eliezer and Chelet Yud Aleph, Simon Lamed Aleph, and others, they dismiss this out of hand. But again, I'm not sure why they're so emphatic that to follow the Rambam would definitely be wrong. And to further complicate matters, I saw in the Piskei Tshuvot that a few Achronim, including Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, held that you should simply lay in Halok Kivnei Kushiyim both weeks and not lay in Hatishpot at all, which I find hard to understand because Chazal definitely had two different Haftarot for Achare Mot and Kedoshim. So what are we going to be doing in our shul this week? Well, I was asked about it some time ago and I remembered there was a bit of confusion about it, so I just checked in the Hertz and said we're following that. Then somebody told me that they thought a different shul was doing it the other way round, and I thought maybe I'd gotten it wrong. Then I saw in Diane Binstock's notes at the back of the new edition of the Siddur that the United Synagogue Minhag, whatever that is in accordance with the Hertz. So I was happy, till I prepared this shir, and now I think that we should probably be doing it the other way round, but people have already prepared the Haftarot, so I'm not going to change it at this point, but I think that in 2041 we'll do it differently, unless I change my mind again. Ad Kan.